Brand new from Robert Randolph and the Family Band, his seventh release, and rock solid as always. He calls it Lickety Split. On Wednesday premieres on 91.3 WYSO. And on that note, it's a real pleasure to welcome early to the studio, Davis Rogan.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're a friend of the show. You, the limo with the entourage dropped by.
Yes, the stretch Mazda 3 dropped me off. So Paul Sanchez is being picked up from the Dayton Airport at this moment as we speak. One hopes.
Yes.
I, for one, spent 9 hours in the fabulous Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport.
Oh, welcome to the Midwest.
Moving from gate to gate to gate to gate to gate.
Well, welcome to the gate to Dayton.
It's nice to be here in person and live, and looking forward to performing tonight at the Canal Street Tavern.
It's a pretty cool thing that you happened in a little early, and by the way, friend of the show, your second appearance here on Excursions.
Yeah.
Just delighted to have you back. But but it just so happens, this wasn't planned, we have this like nice representation from New Orleans in our Wednesday premieres today. I'm sure you're quite aware of Trombone Shorty and Robert Randolph, but next up, I had chosen the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
So my anecdote there was that actually McDonough 15 was a little elementary school in the 1970s in the French Quarter. all the teachers were hippies and Black Panthers, and everyone who graduated from McDonough 15 is either dead, in jail, or famous, or a doctor, or something like that. So there's no one took a middle path.
Spectacular on both ends.
Yeah, spectacular on both ends. Our band teacher was Walter Payton, not the football player, but the jazz bassist. Father of Nicholas Payton, and he played in the Preservation Hall Jazz Band for quite some time, so he might be on this record. If not, the sousaphone player is Benji Jaffe, who sat next to me in the trombone section. And he would throw erasers at us every time we made a bad note. So they came our way pretty often.
So you like hit a bad note and then cringe. And then
yes, you hit a bad note and cringe, and then
Walter Payton,
he would say. You guys, we would finish the song, and he would say, "You guys sound like a bunch of sick cows." That's not funny. That's not funny. That's sad.
Okay, but it's a little bit funny, too.
It is funny, yes.
It's worth noting, for listeners that aren't quite aware, that the Preservation Hall Jazz Band just celebrated its 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And Preservation Hall, of course, is the venue where this all
goes
down.
It's a tiny little club in the French Quarter. And in the revival period of traditional jazz, at that point it was called Dixieland, but there was a revival period where they decided, look, these people have been making this music, and they're not going to be around forever, and that would be the Sweet Emma Barretts. And basically, some people who were in their 60s and 70s who were sidemen of the original greats, the Louis Armstrongs and Jelly Roll Mortons, et cetera. And it was a club put together, Preservation Hall, to preserve this music. And it's been around forever. And then I would say in the past decade, it's kind of come into a second life at the hands of the artistic director, Benji Jaffe, whose mother and father, Al and Sandra, opened and created the club. And so he's kind of taken a new direction in as much as they've worked with a lot of popular name bands. I don't have the disc in front of me, so I couldn't say.
They didn't even send us the whole collection. They sent us a little sampler, but it was just densely packed with awesome. And it's also worth noting that the Preservation Hall Jazz Band always plays acoustically, right? There's no electricity.
There's no electricity. There's no microphones.
That's awesome.
No drinks even. And you sit on the floor, and yet they pack it every night. Yes.
Well, Davis Rogan, I'm so pleased that you're stopping by early for us today. And let's hear a little bit from the new one. It's called That's It, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, on Wednesday premieres on 91.3 WYSO. Stay close, will ya?
I shall. Yeah. Thanks.
I've done good, but sometimes I've been wrong. I play with fire, burn ones I love. But I'm for redemption, and I've been reborn. Well, I've been to the mountain, I've been reborn. I've said mean words, hurt ones I love.
That's a brand new Preservation Hall jazz band from the new one just released, Sony Legacy Recordings, Sending This Our Way. That's it, it's called. We heard that tune. And then, Dear Lord, Give Me the Strength. Wednesday premieres continues after the Writer's Almanac coming right up on 91.3 WY, so do stay tuned for Davis Rogan and Paul Sanchez. A full hour coming up after the noon news. We're 16 minutes in front of 12 o'clock. Good morning.
Just across from Kraus, and I'm waiting for that driver to take me to my heavenly house, and I'll see you there.
At the foot of Canal Street,
what will you wear?
At the foot of Canal Street,
what will the band be playing?
At the foot of Canal Street,
what will the people be saying?
At the foot of Canal Street,
your father overflowing, and the streetcar has seen its day. When all is gone, the plantation's hallelujah, the Treme and the Bucare. You know, I'll be swinging to that music. All see you there.
It's Paul Sanchez, the Foot of Canal Street. He's playing tonight with our guest this afternoon, Davis Rogan. And welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be back.
And you know a little bit about the tune we're just hearing there.
Yes. Well, it's a good tie-in because it's tonight at the Canal Street Tavern. The Canal Street Tavern tonight at the Canal Street Tavern. Say this enough and people might actually sink in. Written by Paul Sanchez and John Boutte. John Boutte is a great Creole jazz and blues singer, and Paul and John, it's kind of funny, they were talking about this when they were writing the tune, is that you know, when they were kids, they would have never, you know, been able to, you know, run together, because, you know, he's you know, Paul was like an Irish white kid from the, you know, Irish Channel, and Paul, you know, and John was a, you know, Creole kid from the Seventh Ward, and, you know, progress made that, you know, they're actually now friends, and but they were talking about, you know, no matter whether you were black or white or rich or poor, you will all wind up at the foot of Canal Street because that's where the cemetery is. So everybody, you know, no matter you might have grown up in a segregated New Orleans, but you all wound up. Everybody winds up at the foot of Canal Street.
Oh, nice! So, I had no idea.
So that's the genesis of that song, and of course, John Boutte went on. They used his song, the Tremé song, for the theme song of the television program Tremé, which about 12 people out there know, judging from the viewing numbers. And,
but it's still in production, right?
It is,
there'll be a next season.
There is another season. You know, you were talking about carts earlier. There's another season in the can, except I don't think they're actually cans anymore. Cans that held tapes. There's a lockbox of zeros and ones,
right,
that contains season 4, which will be airing this fall.
Remind us, now, I don't have cable myself, so I never really got to see it, but it's an HBO series.
There's a television network called Home Box Office, and kind of off the strength of The Sopranos making a lot of money, they decided to give crazy people with vision money to make television. So David Simon, who is the creator of the television show The Wire, which went on to big critical acclaim, basically took all of his cookies and threw it into a program about New Orleans and New Orleans musicians.
And Tremé is
called Tremé.
The name of a neighborhood.
Tremé is the name of a neighborhood, yes. And it's kind of a microcosm of what New Orleans is. So it's a neighborhood just outside of the French Quarter. It was a plantation and a brickyard, and then actually was the largest concentrated population of free people of color in the you know, pre-Civil War era. Basically, a lot of rich people decided that they wanted to keep their slaves and their money, so they left Haiti and moved to New Orleans. And
wow.
And so, you know, rich people got to stay rich,
they
right?
Do, and you have to do what you can. Davis Rogan, our guest this afternoon, is live with Paul Sanchez tonight at Canal Street Tavern with that connection.
Yeah.
We're trying. It's called the NOLA Summer in Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off tonight. We got Soul Project NOLA coming on the 18th, and you'll be back in August.
Yes, I will be back with my band for everybody who wants to shake their behind while listening. But tonight's going to be it's more of a listening room, and it's Wednesday. It's early, and it's Paul with his acoustic guitar and me with a real piano.
Nice.
And we will be telling stories and singing songs.
So there's a real connection. I don't know how it's been forged over the years, but certainly you could point back to the original canals, the canals, the waterways that connected most of the country to the Mississippi and then to New Orleans in the end. But we're building our own sort of virtual connection with New Orleans.
Right. Well, you think about it like, you know, all of these trees, you know, probably most of the virginal growth that got chopped down to build barges and shipped stuff from Dayton, Ohio down to New Orleans is actually most of the, you know, barge board. It's the floor of a lot of the old houses.
Oh, wow. Came down as barges and made into structures.
Right. And then,
plus, I learned only, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago that in Covington, Kentucky, with all the foundries and the wrought iron work they do there, that all got made up here in this neck of the woods and shipped down on the barge boards and became this what's iconic sort of vision of New Orleans with this wrought iron.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So happy to be back. And happy to be here tonight at the Canal Street Tavern. At what time?
I believe that the show starts at...
I'm the worst.
You know, I think it's 8 o'clock. It's not on the... Yes, it is. 8 p.m. showtime. So doors will open at 7. Come early.
8 p.m. showtime? I mean, so conceivably you have a job in the listening audience out there. And you've got somewhere to be Thursday morning. That said... arrive at 8 and we'll be done by 10. So there's plenty of time to get you tucked in bed and ready for work the next day. So
you've got, I actually wanted to ask if you would, because we're going to play one from your last record, The Real Davis, that I've always heard about the wards of New Orleans. Now, I mean, are these, it's divisions, it's names for neighborhood, but why the term ward?
Complete and absolute blank.
Wow. But it's just like ward. It just means like a
well, wards,
an area.
They have wards in Chicago or New York. It's voting districts.
Okay.
So I'm for example, I live in the 6th ward in the 4th precinct.
Okay.
And
what an interesting way to identify.
Right. Well, 6th ward. So the 6th ward is Treme. You know, the 1st ward, I'm going to say the 3rd ward is the neighborhood that Dr. John grew up in. The Neville brothers go on quite a lot about the 12th ward, which is where they and the Wild Chapatulas come from. And a neighborhood that gained a certain amount of fame because it was on the wrong side of the flood wall was the 9th ward.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I played this song on a local radio station in New Orleans. And that night... this guy came to me and he said, listen, you know, I mean, he gave me a business card and I'm co-executive director of Brad Pitt's Make It Right Foundation. And we need to talk before you play this song again. And I told him, you know, for about mid 6 figures, I would make it go away. He didn't pay me. I'm still playing
it.
If anybody personally objects to it this much, I can give you my account numbers and you can direct wire. But, ultimate revenge, of course, and then sort of like my ultimate, like, you know, bucket list, I'll die happy was in season 3 of Treme. Irma Thomas covers this song.
Let's
so
hear it.
I wrote a song that Irma Thomas sings.
It goes like this.
I'll meet you on Dick Cheney Street at Rumsfeld Boulevard, right next to the statue of Michael Brown.
Brown, are you doing a heck of a job?
In the new 9th ward, folks are living so easy there. Times used to be so hard. Chicken in every pot. Oh, and they dance a lot. In the new 9th ward.
The new 9th ward.
The new 9th ward.
The new 9th ward.
Times are easy there. They used to be so hard. Kicked out all the criminals, got rid of the light. Put a little camera on the traffic light. The kids that come to school, they come to learn, not fight. This time around, we're making it right. In the new 9th ward.
The new
9th ward.
The new
9th ward. These lovely little musicians got them a place to stay. Set them up a concert hall so they have a place to play. A new construction, state of the art, nothing could be finer. All the modern conveniences and the best drywall from China in the new 9th ward.
New 9th ward.
New 9th ward.
New
hard. Positions in one area, yeah, that's what's up. In one place, just in case we need to round them up. We think it's best to know where they all stay at night. This time around, we're making it right. In the new Ninth Ward.
Rogan on 91.3 WYSR, in studio guest, and our guest in Dayton live on stage tonight at Canal Street Tavern. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock with Paul Sanchez, who will also be in attendance. Well, that's you can get an idea of the pure and awesome snark in that song.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll be there and doing it live this evening, so for everyone to come in. I also like to give a shout-out to Paul Sanchez and the promoter, Tom Perlick, who I believe are riding in the stretch limousine, otherwise known as the Mazda 3, on their way to the station as we speak. So you might actually get some real live Paul Sanchez in here in just a minute.
It's been a mad dash to get everybody to the station on time, to the church on time, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're very hopeful that it's all going to come out. So you have a new record that you just were good enough to bring me here, and it's called The Once and Future DJ. There's definitely several stories that vector in on that.
Right. Well, yes, I was 13 years or certain community radio station in New Orleans.
You can say it if you want to.
No.
Don't need to. No.
Yes, I started on WTOL when I was 10 or 11 years old, reading
Tulane
public service announcements about VD, and did 4 years at KRRC in Reed College. I'm, in fact, a proud Reed College alumni, so all I can say to the Antioch people is you rejected me, and now I'm a famous alumni from Reed. So, ha!
So you just now said there's, of course, WWOZ, the community one, and then you said
KRRC is the college station for Reed College. WTUL is the Tulane University station, which was actually very groundbreaking in the that college format. Tulane was huge in creating the CMJ Music Conference, the college format, REM, and this kind of thing. It all came out of WTUL in the 70s and the 80s.
So that's always been the. Well, I think it's because everything empties in down there. There's like an almost physical reason why there's such a melting stew of talent and artists that
silt.
Gather.
We call it silt.
I love it.
Yes.
But you just in the so we have classically listeners may or may not know that radio stations on the east side of the Mississippi all start with W, and radio stations on the west all start with K.
Yes.
So because you're right there at the end of the tunnel there, you got them. You got K's and W's.
Well, yes. Well, KLSU is the one out of Baton Rouge. So
the big,
it depends on which
legacy.
Side depends on which side of the river you're on. And as a matter of fact, since I wrote an episode for Treme, and I had to join WGAE. So I'm Writers Guild of America East.
Hey.
Whereas if you moved to the West Bank of New Orleans, then you wouldn't have to pay membership dues if you're only writing half a script. You'd be a Taft Hartley in, and you wouldn't have to. So that's obscurest of all factoids.
Several people are like, wow.
Several people in the listening audience are like, what is this?
Another divider for the Mississippi. It's such been a mythical presence and a line down the center of our country for so long. Just another example of how that fans out. Since the hurricane, I remember early on hearing, you know how they've taken, they've made Las Vegas into a fake version of New York and, of, you know, the pyramids and all this. And there was a huge fear that it was basically going to be come in and made a Las Vegas version
the Disneyfication,
of New Orleans.
The Disneyfication. Of New Orleans. And I'm happy to say that, you know, the funk and the filth and the slow moving bureaucracy and the nepotism and the absolute stupidity of everybody who's born and raised there, myself included, has kind of prevented this. To the best of my knowledge. Although I've got to say, man, the restaurant scene in New Orleans has absolutely blown up. So considering that it's a tourist-based economy, since we don't make anything in America anymore, anywhere.
Just trading tips.
Got to say, the restaurant scene in New Orleans has just blown up. It is wonderful. So we'd like to encourage everybody to take their spare income. First of all, take that little bit of money you have this evening and come to the Canal Street Tavern.
Do that at 8
then,
o'clock.
And at 8 o'clock, and then you can meet me and Paul, and we'll be happy to let you know where to go and what to see when you make it down to New Orleans.
So like a traveler's guide available to us all tonight at Canal Street Tavern here in our beautiful gem city, building our virtual bridge to New Orleans.
This is a song called Hurricane. I wrote this in the beginning of the summer of 2005, there was, you know, the hurricanes are lettered A, B, C. There's A, N, and B. This was the Hurricane C, and then there was the K one, right?
Yeah.
Which we all know. But this was sometime during Hurricane C, and I wrote this tune. It was about people who stay or people who go during hurricanes. This is also performed in season 3 of Treme. It's sung by Steve Zahn, who plays the character Davis. My songs are like my children. And Steve Zahn is a child molester. So I would invite everybody to come tonight and listen to me get them right. So, but this is sung by Clarence Frogman Henry and
Steve
Zahn in the Treme program also.
A very special guest, Davis Rogan on 91.3 WYSO.
Come check out the scene and see what I mean about the stew called New Orleans. It's a gumbo pot for sure. It is and it ain't, and it's so much more. Now don't take a pass, this could be a gas. This stew called New Orleans. From the very young to the very old, it's a town where the good times roll. This stew called New Orleans. Don't forget to bring your greens to this stew called New Orleans. Now I'm not the first and I won't be the last to say or to have it said. I'm New Orleans born, New Orleans bred. And when I die, I'll be New Orleans dead. And if I do, and you should hear the news, don't you waste any time. Find the Eureka brass band, Mr. Furbo's on horn, and get me to a second line. In this stew called New Orleans, don't forget to bring your greens to this stew called New Orleans. And see what I mean about the stew called New Orleans. There's a place where we can meet. Like the song says, down on Frenchman Street. And if that groove makes you want to move, don't you waste any time. Find the hot eat brass band Shamar on horn, and get me to a second line. Maybe Leroy Jones, Shorty and his trombone, will get you to a second line. See if Matt Ryan or Mr. Gregory Klein will get you to a second line. And even if there's heat, Glenn David's fine. Get you to a second line in this stew called New Orleans. Don't forget to bring your greens to this stew called New Orleans. Yeah, I'm talking about a stew called New Orleans. Yeah, I'm talking about a stew. New Orleans. That's home.
Paul Sanchez on 91.3 WYSO. Live on stage tonight at 8 o'clock at our beloved Canal Street Tavern with our guest this hour, Davis Rogan. And there you go. Stew. It is. It's a stew.
It is.
It all ends up in the pot down there at the mouth.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. Very nice to actually include Paul in, well, he was a series. He shows up in the Treme show playing himself quite often on, you know, seasons one and two. And then in the third season, I just sort of had a terrible breakup with a manager who could not lift a phone on my behalf and a booking agency that robbed me and did nothing, as is par for the course in the music business. And Paul was very helpful with some career advice and some music advice. And so when we started season three of the show, I went in and pitched that Paul would play himself as someone who's giving the Davis character some songwriting advice. And we actually wrote a song, Paul and I wrote a song together called Hurricane Hints, which was a sort of a Hints from Heloise, because there was, at this time there was a storm threatening New York, and we're advising people, like, you know, fill up your bathtub so you can flush the toilet, you know you don't want to stock up on cheap beer because you can't drink it when it's 90 degrees, so get some hard liquor you enjoy at room temperature, and all these kind of things.
I love this. Is this stuff that is common knowledge that you pretty much learn it in grade school?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know. It's our own little duck and cover. So it was a song called Hurricane Hints that appears on the show. It has yet to be recorded, unless it's coming out on the soundtrack.
Let's hope for that.
So you can actually hear it your own self tonight at the Canal Street Tavern. Tonight at the Canal Street Tavern at 8 o'clock. Is it on Canal Street?
It is at Canal Street. It's on Canal Street. It's next to the canal. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not on Canal Street. I'm making that up. But okay. It is next to the canal. But
did you know that Canal Street in New Orleans is actually the widest street? It's the widest street in any city in the United States.
And is that because there was a full road on each side of the canal originally?
No, because it separated the French from the American side.
Oh. I did not know.
Yeah.
It's important to do that, too.
Yeah, you got to keep the French away from the Americans.
No mingling, please. Our guest, Davis Rogan, is live tonight at Canal Street. But also,
shout out to Paul Sanchez, who is in fact...
En route.
In the stretch limo.
your character, or I should say the character that's loosely based upon you in the trench work, that must be so surreal to have. I mean, it's not, they don't pretend to be an exact, personage of you, but.
No, and does that? That's a clean one. I actually wrote the song. There's certain things. I'm going to lead you to track 9. Certain things about the show really did happen. For instance, I was at Vaughn's Lounge, and everyone, Kermit Ruffins was playing. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts are here!" And I remember walking in and looking at them and saying, "Like, that looks just like a picture of Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts." Because you see them in film and television so much that when you see them in real life, you're like, "That looks like a picture." So Mick Jagger. So Kermit calls me outside on the set break, and he's like, "What's the deal with this Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts guys?" And I was like, "Well, Kermit, they're in this band called the Rolling Stones." It's a very popular rock band from England. He'd never heard of them. So the next day I called him up and I was like, "Kermit, I know you don't care about the Stones, but I want to see them. So, man, hook your white people up, man. Give me some." And he said, "Well, the manager gave me his card, but I lost it." And I said, "Kermit, nobody in the music business loses the manager of the Rolling Stones card. The way you're acting, you just must want to, like, hang out and smoke dope and barbecue and play trumpet for the rest of your life." And he said,
"Yes, I do."
So that's how in the series premiere, that's the story. And this, they used Elvis Costello because they could get Elvis Costello. So Elvis Costello was there instead of Rolling Stones. I ran for State House of Representatives, and had to withdraw from the race because a judge who had gotten me and all my bandmates out of jail over the years told me that I had to. So that's where the Davis runs for city council thread comes from. So basically there were certain things that really did happen that were slightly altered. And so that's why I wrote a song about it.
The real details.
To delineate, so you know what really did and didn't happen.
Davis Rogan at Canal Street Tavern tonight at 8 with Paul Sanchez.
Right, because what I was going to say is what happened it was in 1988, I was a desk clerk at the Hotel Intercontinental, and I got this phone call. And he said, "Well, I'm not getting my messages. My messages aren't being routed to me." And I said, "Well, it's listed under Maryland something." He said, "Well, that's my wife's maiden name." And I said, "Okay, well, who is this?" And he says, "This is Senator Dan Quayle." And I'm like, "Okay, is this Quayle? I didn't know how to spell his name, right? No one knew who he was." And he says, "No, it's Quayle. And you know, he called up the manager trying to get me fired.
What?
So that's how I got fired from my hotel job for misspelling Dan Quayle's name. But the character Davis gets fired from his hotel job for other reasons. So, you know, this is, you can't make it. And there's a song called I Quit, which we'll be performing tonight. It says the F word about 19 or 20 times.
So, of course, we won't be hearing it today.
So, thank you, Federal Communications Commission. We will not be listening to it now.
But this one's good to go.
But this one is obscenity free.
It is the real Dave, isn't that, by the way, is the name of the album.
Right. This reminds me of my brother-in-law. Because he played clarinet on my record, and he says, well, I'm so glad you got a song that I can play for my five-year-old. You know, like saying like he can't play these songs with all these curse words. I'm like, you know, I don't write records for your five-year-old.
It is true. You know? But you were kind enough the last time you were here to go through this record with me with a fine-tooth comb, and we did identify five of the 18 tracks that are playable on the radio.
Yes.
And this is one of those.
Yes.
It's Davis Rogan, the real Davis. It's called My Every Day.
And shout out to Paul Sanchez, who is en route in the limo.
Wow, you're so much taller. Did you really have a crazy house party?
Did you?
No, wait, let me explain. All right. Well, the apartment is messier. And the girls, they aren't as fine in a classic Hollywood sense. I'd like to think I'm a bit dressier. And I know more about wine. Get so tired of explaining what really happened. I sat down and wrote these lines. So let this stand for the record. I mean it. Stop asking me. That's why I made this song. I never sacrificed a chicken when I was on the radio. Nah, I got sacked for playing bounce rap. I think it's a cooler way to go. I was fired from my hotel job for misspelling Dan Quayle's name. That doesn't fit the timeline of the show. So how does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? A real Garden District dilettante. That's what the producers want. Me, I'm a middle class kid from the Carrollton neighborhood. But having the character come from money creates a dramatic tension in his current milieu, and it allows the writers a window into a certain facet of New Orleans society. So, it's all good. I've made plenty of records where my friends did not get paid. I've played on plenty of my friends' records for free. That's how New Orleans records get made. And I did play in a band with Kermit before I knew how to play. There have been plenty of rock stars that Kermit did not know. But it was Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts, y'all, not Elvis Costello. Sitting outside of Vaughn's trying to explain the Rolling Stones. It's a very popular rock band from England. They had a hit with Time Is On My Side. Yeah, you know, Irma's song. So how does it feel to have a character loosely based on you in a TV show? And is it surreal like you're in a play? What can I say? It's just my everyday. Ran for State House of Representatives in the year 2003. And I withdrew from the race for reasons I shall not reveal unto thee. Though there is a certain judge I would like to thank posthumously for keeping me and my band out of jail, writing those ROR bonds. Thanks, dude. Yeah, they're really strippers moving in my neighborhood. But they moved away before I could play them the song I wrote. I'd have played it for them if I could. That's if I had the nerve to introduce myself. I would have done that. Really, really, yeah, I would. So how does it feel to walk out of your house and see them film a scene? Real.
morally unfulfilled teaching music in elementary school, but to be able to quit my day job at the midpoint of my life and go back to writing, recording, and performing music for a living, it's a dream. And obviously I should avoid the outcome that befell a certain Kenny Kramer. I don't want to end up like that, you know. So I freely admit I think it's kind of cheesy to brand myself as the real Davis. But it's a role I can accept because there seem to be more people at my shows.
Well, my head set 4:30, and the radio clock said 6, and I was thinking up a reasonable excuse. But in the shape of man, what's 24 hours more or less to lose? I burned up letters and I burned up souvenirs, and I left no traces, Lord, that I was ever here. And I won't be Louisiana low down in blue. Yeah, the phone rings after breakfast. I swallow hard when I hear, guess who? And I say, oh no, and the caller hangs up. Well, I think I need a shower, but I really want a beer. And I remember a dream I had, and I laugh to myself. Well, I burned up letters, and I burned up souvenirs, and I left no traces, Lord, that I was ever here.
I do see that Paul Sanchez has walked in. He should continue walking. Come on in the room. And finally, after some serious logistical fun, it is a pleasure to welcome, and I mean hot off the limo, Paul
hot
Sanchez.
Off the limo.
So, Paul, was that a tune that you had? Because I remember from the acoustic, which is, this is very funny, the, one of the first times that I met Paul Sanchez when he was working with some rock and roll band, but he also had a solo project going, and I was a DJ at this radio station, uh-huh. and he came in and gave me the CD of him playing solo guitar, and I played one song. And it's like, yeah, well, whatever, you know. And then it's sort of like funny to like find that CD and go listen to it. So that was one of those tunes that you wrote when you were living in New York in the 80s?
Yeah, it was. I wrote that in the East Village in 1987.
So you were born and raised in New Orleans.
New Orleans born, New Orleans bred. When I die, I'll be New Orleans dead.
I enjoyed that lyric quite a lot earlier. It's
Thank
very
you,
good.
Baby.
Welcome to Dayton. Welcome to Canal Street Tavern. You've been here before. We're talking about it all hour that we're trying to build this virtual bridge to New Orleans, and you and Davis both one of the couple of the ambassadors for that.
Absolutely.
Task.
Thanks to Tom Perlick and bringing me back here a few times. I've played up here. I think it's been my fourth time.
Yeah.
One time solo. I came back with my friends, the Tin Men.
Yeah.
Who are going to be here next week.
That's right.
And, yeah, it's been fun.
That's funny. You know, people ask me, they're like, so you're back out on the road now. How can you keep playing Dayton and you never play San Francisco? I'm like, because in Dayton they make my quote. You know, what can I say? There isn't enough money in San Francisco. I don't know. So San Francisco, uncool. Dayton, cool.
It's close. You know, we can get to Dayton. I really love playing San Francisco. I've played San Francisco many, many times. I've had some wonderful adventures there.
Sure.
Almost all of them legal. And but I really, you know, Dayton is close. And the Midwest has always, it's a great singer-songwriter market. And it has been good to me throughout my career. It's a place where you can go and people know how to listen. Some of the best singer-songwriters in the country have done well traditionally in Dayton.
Well, you're playing at one of the greatest listening rooms in the Midwest, and it's right here in the heart of the Gem City. It's Canal Street Tavern. Again, it's Paul Sanchez and Davis Rogan. Show gets underway tonight at 8 o'clock, but it's just the first in a series of our summer connections to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Soul Project NOLA will be here on this coming Thursday. That's July 18th. And Davis Rogan will be back on the 16th with a full band.
With a full band. So tonight you should come and listen to the lyrics, and then the next time you can come and shake your thing.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your groove thing. There's music for the mind and music for the behind, and we try and do them both.
I'm so taking that. I'm so using that.
Okay.
Henceforth. I like that, for the mind or for
it's
the
all
behind.
Well, Paul, good to see you, man. I take it your flight was a little easier than mine.
I heard you had a nine overlay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I could have really, if I'd known it was going to be 9 hours, I would have gone to see Prince's house or something. But instead, it was like one $9 beer to another $9 beer as they switched gates and flight times and
stuff.
It's
not fun.
Brutal.
It's not fun. It was fun listening to you on the way in.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks.
You're very at ease on the radio.
Isn't he?
He's got that DJ experience.
It's as though
it shines
he had
through.
Been a DJ. It does shine through.
The only thing missing from the whole experience was you throwing him off the radio. Then it would have been just like listening to him at home.
I can't wait to hear the tune, I Quit, which we can't play, but you could tell us a little bit about the story and how you're going to get a car with that as a license.
Oh, yes. I was actually I sold the song to the Treme program for X amount of dollars, and so I was able to buy a car with that amount of money, so I'm going to get a vanity plate. And I was going to get a vanity plate called Songs, but actually Alan Toussaint has a 1970
Aww.
Silver Cloud Rolls Royce that says Songs, and I was going to get a vanity plate called Tunes, but Alan Toussaint has a 1974 Silver Cloud Rolls Royce with a says tune. So what's left? But I Quit. Anyway, this is a song called Fly Away. It's about a relationship that didn't work out. But I would like to send it out to my lovely wife, who it's one of my best songs. And I got married 3 months ago. And I really want to write some songs for my wife, but it has to be perfect. And so I haven't gotten around to it yet. So this one's for Stephanie. We'll send it out to Shelley, too. But it's a breakup song, so it's not
Oh, don't
them.
Send it out to Shelley. I've written plenty of love songs for my wife.
The key is so awesome. Do you have that on you? Or
I didn't bring a CD to play. I brought a guitar to play songs.
We are not going to have time. I'm so sorry to stay.
Before the segment ends, though, if I could just fire Davis on the air.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of the few people in New Orleans who hasn't fired him on the radio. So if I could just do that here in Dayton.
Could you do it? Just go ahead.
Would just
do it.
Hey, man, you're done here. You're done. After this tune, you're out of here.
Paul Sanchez and Davis Rogan, our guests this hour.
Tonight at the Canal Street Tavern at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. It's going to be the night to come and truly, truly listen. Solo performances from these gentlemen. You guys will be chiming in with one another
as
well.
It's a solo duet kind of thing.
It's a solo duet thing. We'll be playing songs together. We'll be playing songs solo. We might play each other's songs. And before the end of the show tonight, I'm firing them on stage as well.
Okay, that's great. That's all in character, right? Please don't fire me. We have like 5 dates coming up.
I'm firing him on every show this tour. At the end of every show this tour, he's getting fired.
Thank you. in another life. I'll be a fisherman, you'll be my wife. Dip our toes in the water, sip our drinks by the bay. Till then I'll fly away.
Fly away.
Now you're my queen, sitting on a log. And you can kiss me all you like, but I'm still a frog. And I'll never be your prince, no matter what you say. So fly away,
fly away.
I feel about you, and I know you feel the same way too. Oh, girl, what can you say but fly away,
fly away.
Davis Rogan on 91.3 WYSO. He's at Canal Street Tavern tonight with Paul Sanchez, building a ridge to New Orleans from Dayton. It's the NOLA Summer in Dayton. Hope you'll be there and be a part of it. A great night to tune in and to listen.